President Trump may take a less extreme approach to rewriting NAFTA than his fiery campaign rhetoric suggested. A Trump administration document is circulating on Capitol Hill, and it suggests the White House wants the trade agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico to change in ways that both Republicans and Democrats can support. There are still some controversial provisions that could blow up the negotiations, though, as NPR's John Idstey reports.
During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump repeatedly railed against what he termed the disaster called NAFTA.
NAFTA was the worst trade deal in the history. It's like the history of this country.
Trump alternatively threatened to rip up, renegotiate, or pull out of the 23-year-old deal that has dramatically boosted trade in North America. Trump's threats have raised concerns among lots of U.S. businesses, from farmers to car makers, but a letter sent by the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative to members of Congress and obtained by NPR suggests a more measured approach by the Trump administration. Jeffrey Schott, a trade expert at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, has reviewed the document.
This letter provides the basis for a substantive and constructive and successful negotiation with Mexico and Canada.
All of the parties to the treaty agree it needs some changes. Schott says that 80% of the draft letter being circulated by the administration is in line with the mainstream approach to trade deals. Even some prominent Trump supporters think that's a good thing. Steve Moore was an economic advisor to the Trump campaign and is a fellow at the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
So I think this is a good new development that instead of just ripping it up and starting over, there will be some tweaks to it because NAFTA has been good for Mexico. And I think in the long run, it's been actually pretty good for America and Canada as well.
But Jeffrey Schott cautions there are potential landmines in the administration's plan for negotiations. They include a simple 9-word objective to, quote, seek to level the playing field on tax treatment. Schott says that's a placeholder possibly for the border adjustment tax that House leaders and some White House officials support. It would levy a 20% tax on all imports coming into the United States.
That could poison those talks and disrupt and perhaps blow up the negotiations.
Schott says one other administration objective that could be disruptive is an item on government procurement. The Trump administration wants to favor U.S. businesses in providing goods and services to the U.S. government. Schott says if the U.S. did that, Canada and Mexico would likely follow suit, and U.S. companies selling to those governments would lose business. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.